Hello, good afternoon. Hey, this is Maria Vasquez Boyd, and you're tuned in to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio, and this is ArtSpeak Radio. Yay! Every week we bring you some really wonderful, exciting news from artists and the arts community, performers, musicians, writers, and all that. They share what's going on in Kansas City and the creative community. So this week we have we have several guests. We've got Sydney Ross, Thomas Kobian, and Melissa Brown. And we may or may not have Teresa Goodman, but, you know, life happens. And this is live radio, folks. So I would love to introduce you to our first guest. And her name is Melissa Brown. She's going to talk about the organization R Spot KC and about Outskirts, which is a new homegrown festival for all the people on the outskirts of the queer community. So welcome, Melissa Brown.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, I'm so excited to meet you and, you know, to talk about R Spot KC and Outskirts. So please tell us, tell our listeners about R Spot KC.
Yes, so R Spot KC is an organization that was founded back in 2016, and it's really there to provide culturally informed, inclusive, safe, and supportive resources and services to the LGBTQ community as a whole.
Oh, great, great. And if you would share the website with our listeners?
Yes, you can find us on Facebook at Our Spot KC, also ourspotkc.org.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there an office or a building that the organization runs out of?
We currently do not have a building.
That's okay.
That we run out of.
We still love you
anyway.
Yeah. Now, so this organization is going to sponsor Outskirts, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about that. It's a brand new festival.
Yes. So Outskirts was essentially, I'd like to say that it was created by the community. So myself, the executive director of R Spot KC, Starzette Palmer, and Bethany Kane founded Outskirts, and it's just a festival for lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and queer women, mm-hmm. Basically centering them and uplifting their stories and experiences. Typically, we have festivals or events or entertainment around the city, and they mainly center gay men. So what we wanted to do was bring the voices of lesbian, bi, mm-hmm. queer, and trans women to mm-hmm. the center and the forefront.
Well, I love the statement that it says it's not a women-only festival, Outskirts, but it is centered towards women and what we expect the largest percentage of the umbrella, performers, vendors, organizers, and festival goers will be women. So this festival, it's music and comedians and all that, right?
Yeah, music, poetry, art, comedians. There's a lot of things going on at that festival.
Yeah, food trucks, kids' activities, mm-hmm. so it's family-friendly.
Yes, definitely.
And tell us where this is going to take place.
So the festival will take place in Bonner Springs, Kansas at the Renaissance Festival Grounds.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so it's taking place Saturday, July 14th, mm-hmm. right?
Yep, 14th, and that's from noon to 8 p.m. And then Family Day is Sunday, and that's from noon to 6 p.m. And mm-hmm. for Family Day, we have activities for children as well as youth and adults.
I love that. This festival, it's not just music and art, but it's also, again, comedians, vendors, health services.
Yes.
And our friend Teresa Goodman, I know, who is a yoga instructor, she's going to lead a drum circle. And again, food trucks and kids' activities and so much more. So this probably had a lot of planning in place to get this going, right? I mean,
yes.
The first Outskirts Festival, right?
Yes, definitely. A lot of planning, reaching out to a lot of vendors mm-hmm. and sponsors and supporters.
And for more information about our Outskirts Festival, Outskirts, and it's OUTSKRTS.com is the website for more information. And it will give you ticket prices, which, you know, you can buy online and that sort of thing. So what are some other events that you may be planning currently, or do you have other ideas about beyond this festival?
Yeah, so Outskirts is actually our festival. Outskirts is part of a health and wellness series. So we focus on and center the health of predominantly women. So we, at Outskirts, we have mammogram screenings and other type of health screenings. There's yoga, there's Tai Chi. So really focusing on the health aspect and the well-being of women.
And if we can go back to our spot, Casey, you say that as a fairly new organization, what, just 2 years old?
Yes, 2 years old.
And it's available to both sides of the state line?
Yes, both Kansas and Missouri.
What are some of the services? What are some of the resources that are available through RSPOT KC?
There are several resources. So we ensure that the resources are informed, first and foremost, and center LGBTQ voices. So when we provide resources to individuals, we definitely make sure that they are inclusive. So any type of resource, healthcare, anti-violence resources, entertainment resources.
Is there counseling available for some people that may have, you know, a little difficulty sort of in their lives?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. We do have referrals and resources for that.
Good. But it's also arts, too.
Yes, definitely arts. So a lot of times with LGBTQ folks and communities, healing looks different. So it's not always therapy. Yeah. So art is definitely the central focus of healing. So we focus on that.
That's terrific. If you just tuned in to Art Speak Radio, I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd, and I'm talking with Melissa Brown, who is one of the founders of RSPOTKC.org. We're talking about Outskirts, which is a new homegrown festival for all the people on the outskirts of the queer community. Yeah. You know, thank you for that wonderful service, because, you know, it's going to be fun, but it's going to bring people together, and that's sort of what community is, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And it's going to take place
July 14th, which is Saturday, and July 15th, which is Sunday. So 12 to 8 p.m. on Saturday and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sunday.
And then for more information, outskirts.com is the website, and you can gain some more information about tickets and location and that sort of thing. Do you also have other social media that people might be able to browse and get information or somehow get involved?
Yeah, definitely. We have our website, outskirts.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, so you can check us out there.
Wow. And Melissa, you say RSPOT KC has been just 2 years up and running. How did it form? How did you pull this together as a founding member?
Yeah, well, I actually am a founding member of Outskirts KC. Starzette Palmer, who is the executive director of RSPOT KC, founded that when she saw that there were gaps in services specifically for LGBTQ individuals.
You know, I think it's so important that, you know, we do be inclusive. And I like the fact that, you know, with this particular festival, that it is kid friendly, it's family friendly. And I think that I think that's really important in the development of young people.
Yes,
or
definitely.
People, period, I should say.
And we actually have KC Passages sponsoring Sunday. There'll be youth karaoke in the White Stag, so that is exciting. And I'll be hosting at noon on Sunday, so join me, Moon at Noon, on Sunday.
So you're going to be hosting, say, karaoke?
I'll be hosting the big stage. So hosting all of the entertainment that's coming up, probably do some poetry. Hopefully I don't melt, but there will be misters. There will be water misters and fans and things to keep people cool.
Now, who do you have lined up for the poetry? Or is it a sign-up, sort of?
Yeah, so we already have the entire lineup, and you can check that out on outskirts.com. But we have an amazing lineup. Most of the performers are women, so that is super exciting.
Yeah. And local women, or is it the metropolitan KC area, or people coming in from out of town?
Yeah, we have some people coming in from St. Louis, and some people hopefully coming in from Iowa, Nebraska as well.
Wow, that's terrific. Yes. And Melissa Brown, founder of RSPOTKC.org. Again, Outskirts is this new homegrown festival, and that's really a sense of pride because this is the first ever.
Yeah,
we're and excited. Kind of the testing ground, as you might think of it as that.
Yeah.
And it's a festival for all the people on the outskirts of the queer community, women, female identifying, trans women, people of color, trans men. 99% of the performers, vendors, organizers, and festival goers fall under the outskirts umbrella. It's not a women-only festival, but it is centered towards women in that we expect the largest percentage of the umbrella will be women. And that would be the performers, vendors, organizers. Who are some of the food trucks that you're going to have there on site, Dina?
I don't know. I'd be surprised. My partner actually got all the food trucks booked, but if I know her, there's going to be wonderful food there.
This is a huge undertaking, so, you know, we wish you the very best. And,
you.
You know, even though it is, you know, forecasted to be pretty warm out
yes.
there, you will have misters and making people, you know, comfortable
yes.
while they attend. So, yeah. And, again, Saturday, July 14th, and it starts at?
Noon.
And it runs through 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see this little asterisk that says after party.
Yes. So,
so tell us about that.
Yeah. So Woody's is actually hosting our after party. So that starts at 10:30 on Saturday night.
And where is Woody's?
Woody's is just right off of 39th Street. It's the bar with the rainbow flag in front of it. Right next to, like right between Dollar General and Chubby's.
Is it? Oh, is it on the... It's here in Midtown.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Oh,
or it's on Broadway. Sorry.
On Broadway.
Broadway.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We know exactly where that is. Yeah. So for more information, again, outskrts.com. It's outskirts without the I.
Yes. Yes.
Oof, that would have made it easier if I just said that, but, you know.
We were going to keep the I, but then we're like, not all women wear skirts,
it's,
so
it's
we took
kind
the
of
I
fun.
Out.
Yeah. And again, although Teresa, a good one, was going to be here, she's going to lead a drum circle, and that's really important. She's a yoga instructor, songwriter, performer, and she'll be leading that. And all the information can be found on the website. Is it broken down into time frame and
yes,
and
yes.
who's going to appear in that?
Yes.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in, Melissa Brown. Very wonderful to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
You bet. And I welcome you back anytime. And,
awesome.
And stay cool out there. Have a great time.
I will. Thank you.
You bet. And we're going to be right back with ArtSpeak Radio after this. You're listening to ArtSpeak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd. I'm your host and producer every week at this time, noon to 1 on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I want to say something about that last underwriting spot that we heard. That's Michael Hogue and Philip Bauer, and they have so much fun doing those little spots each week. You never know what you're going to hear. That's community radio for you. But next up, I want to introduce you to Sydney Ross. She's with the Belger Crane. Oh, slow down, Maria. Belger Crane Yard Art. And she's going to talk about Christmas in July because we need a little snow.
We could use some cooler weather, that's for sure.
Did you bring the cooler weather? No.
We'll see. Sydney, we'll see by Saturday.
We love that about you. So welcome, my friend.
Thank you.
I know you've been here a time or two, but
you're
going to talk about the open house and the fundraiser this weekend.
Yes. So my name is Sydney Ross. I'm the gallery coordinator for Belger Crane Yard Studios. And this Saturday, July 14th, from 2 to 8 p.m. we have a fantastic open house and fundraiser. We are raising money for children scholarships so they can attend summer art camp here in Kansas City.
That's cool. I love that.
It's pretty cool.
So it's taking place Saturday, July 14th, right?
Yes. And so we do have two locations, but this event will be happening at Belger Crane Yard Studios, located at 2011 Tracy Avenue. That's over kind of in the East Crossroads area. We'll have a Urban Cafe KC, a food truck, will be attending. They'll be serving out their delicious food. If you guys have ever eaten there, you know how good they are. So they will be there, and then we will also be providing wheel classes. So if you've ever wanted to try your hand at making a vessel on a pottery wheel, that'll be the day to come down. You can bring a sweetheart, bring some friends. It is a ticketed event, and all those proceeds go to create those scholarships so children can attend our summer art camp program.
That's cool. Just think about that scene out of Ghost, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's very much like that.
That was really kind of corny. But.
It's super corny, but it's very, you know, it's iconic, so people can relate to it anyway.
Well, you know, and there's something really kind of cool that happens when you have clay in your hand on the wheel, right?
It's true. You know, it's a very transformative experience. Yeah. And actually, we recommend whether or not you have experience, come down and try it. It's a lot of times more fun if you haven't done it before, or maybe you took a class back in high school or college. But you get all the instruction one-on-one. You get to make a pot on the wheel. And then we actually will fire it, take care of processing it. And then you get to take it home as a keepsake later. It's really a cool experience.
And it does benefit the children and the community.
That's correct. So this is our first annual fundraiser for Belger Craneyard Studios. And if you purchase one of these tickets online at belgerarts.org, all those ticket proceeds go to create scholarships so children can attend summer art camp.
And if that's not enough, beverages will be served by Crane Brewing
Company. That's right.
And that's at 6 p.m. Now, Crane, are they out of Raytown?
They are out of Raytown. And so Michael Crane is the kind of genius behind this brewing company. He is actually a former student of George Timock at the Art Institute. That's an interesting tie there. So, yes, Crane Brewery will be coming down starting at 6 p.m. and serving complimentary holiday cheer this July, Saturday on the 14th. Again, the entire event goes from 2 to 8 p.m., but Crane Brewery will be there starting at 6 p.m.
So I understand there's the pottery wheel and Santa decoration activity?
That's right. So in addition to learning how to throw on the pottery wheel or make a vessel on the pottery wheel, you can also decorate a pre-made Santa Claus. It's a lot of fun. Children can really get excited about that, too. And you decorate it, we fire it, and you get to pick it up or we'll ship it to you. No chimney required. At a later date. So, and this is a family-friendly event, but it's also great for date night. So if you're looking for a date night experience, I would definitely recommend coming down the evening of Saturday, July 14th. Again, Crane Brewery will be there at 6 p.m. It'll be a lot of fun.
So. Now, do you have to make reservations, or is it just sort of stop in?
You know, advanced registration is encouraged. However, if you aren't quite sure what your plans are, we accept drop-ins for this weekend only. Typically, our classes in general, you must register in advance, but we're welcoming everyone to come on down and check out our facilities and maybe try your hand at the pottery wheel.
Yeah, I mean, this is really twofold. It's Christmas in July. It's the open house and the fundraiser, and you can eat and drink and all of that.
Eat, drink, and be merry.
There you go. So for more information, the website would be...
Yes, we have a brand new website. It's fabulous. It's www.belgerarts.org. You can also find us on Facebook and on Instagram if you simply look up Belger.
And for people who are unfamiliar with the world of ceramics and pottery and that sort of thing, it gives them an opportunity to check out the open house. And then you have work installed in the space,
right? We do. So we are an art center. What that means for us is we have exhibition space. We show artists from all over, local, regional, national, and sometimes international. So you get to see beautiful art. Our art center is always free and open to the public. But this opportunity this Saturday, July 14th, will allow you to see our facilities, check out artwork, and if you are a ceramic artist in our community, definitely stop by to see our ceramic studios, which we rent space to the public.
Yeah, and you also sell products material, clay, and all
That's correct. So it's a very multifaceted organization. We have a clay supply store for educators and individuals. We have our retail gallery. We also have the Belger Collection Gallery at our other location, which features some really incredible work. And then we also have our ceramic studio space. And in addition to all of these ceramic-based things, the Lawrence Lithography Studio is also on site. Mike Sims, Lawrence Lithography Studio. So if you haven't been down, please feel free to come by this weekend, check things out, or if you'd like a tour, feel free to go to our website and contact us. I'm more than happy to give tours to folks in our community.
And will that darn Mo Dickens be there and Tommy Frank?
You know, Tommy's out of town.
Where is he?
He is up in Watershed, Maine. So he's gone, but Michael Baxley, the gallery manager, will be there. I will be there. Yeah. Mo Dickens will be holding down the fort at our Walnut location, but hopefully he'll be stopping by after they close at 4 and come down for some holiday cheer and some excitement later that afternoon.
Yeah, and just to be clear, there are two locations of the Belger Studios. This is the Belger Crane Green Yard Studios at 2011 Tracy Avenue. So, you know, don't get it twisted and go to that one.
You know,
that's where the open house is taking place.
Absolutely. And if you do end up going to the other location, that's okay. It's only a couple minute drive to the actual location where the event's happening. But be sure to stop by Belger Crane Yard Studios this Saturday, July 14th. From 2 to 8 p.m., and we have all this information on our Facebook page, Instagram, or belgerarts.org.
You know, I want to ask you, too, at both locations, do you have studio space and or workshops for the public?
Sure. So the way it's set up is Belger Crane Yard Studios, where the event's happening this weekend, we have a retail gallery, our clay supply store. We have most of our adult clay classes happening at this location. Mm-hmm. And then if you go to our other location, which is more in the Crossroads proper off 21st and Walnut, that is where you'll find our children educational programming, like Summer Art Camp, which we have going on right now. We still have some spots available if you're looking to get your children enrolled in some creative outlets. So the Belger Art Center off Walnut is mostly geared towards children programming. Mm-hmm. The Belger Collection, the Belger Family Collection, and sometimes our coveted date night class, which happens three times a month as well.
Now, when are you going to bring that Paolo back to Belger, Paolo Pirelli?
Paolo Pirelli, yeah. So he's wonderful. Paolo is an artist based in Rome, and he's actually having a show somewhere else in the Crossroads, I think, in a couple months. But we do have some of his work on display if you want to come visit us. At either location, we have a couple of his pieces available.
Sydney, I have an idea. Why don't you and I go visit him in Italy?
That sounds amazing.
That would be great.
Maybe the weather's nicer there.
Now, don't go away,
sure.
Sydney. Don't go away, because we're going to be right back with Art Speak Radio after these messages. It's an ozone orange alert day, y'all. So, you know,
indeed.
Hey, so you know what you ought to do then is make sure that your cats and your dogs, your puppers, all those sort of wonderful little animals that you've domesticated and took care of and fed, make sure that they have water, make sure they're indoors and cool. And please, you know, do the right thing. Look after your neighbors and make sure that, you know, they're doing okay, too, because, you know, we care about one another in this community, I think, right, Sydney?
Yes, we do. I certainly do.
Absolutely. I'm talking with Sydney Ross with the Belger Crane Yard Art organization here in town at 2011 Tracy Avenue, Kansas City, Missouri. And we're talking about the Christmas in July open house and fundraiser this Saturday, July 14th. I can't wait until we get through July and August.
Me too.
And
I think,
in December.
I think we can all agree there that it's been a hot summer so far, and it'll be interesting to see what August brings, but hopefully fall will be just right around the corner.
But you have some fun activities for this event on Saturday, so tell us a little bit more.
Absolutely. I'd love to recap. It's Christmas in July. It's our open house and fundraiser. It's kind of, we have both, it's family friendly and it's kind of a date night experience. Mm-hmm. So come down to Belger Crane Yard Studios in the East Crossroads. You can try your hand at learning how to make a vessel on the pottery wheel. Those ticket proceeds will then go to create scholarships for children to attend summer art camp. And then if you want, we also have a kind of a pre-made Santa decorating activity that's fun. Mm-hmm. Kids are really into it. So it's great. And then everything that you make at that ticketed event, we then process, and you get to take it home at a later date. So it's a really wonderful keepsake from a fun experience, and it goes to a great cause.
Yeah, it goes to the Summer Art Camp and Studio Teen Experience, which
That's
I think
correct.
Is really important, you know, for folks to learn to express themselves through through clay.
Absolutely. It's really a accessible creative outlet. A lot of times folks will try this type of experience, whether they're children or adults, and they really stick around because of the community they find themselves in.
Yeah.
At Belger Crane Yard Studios, we are open to the public Wednesday through Saturday. We're always free and open to the public at those dates. And then we have a studio there at Belger Crane Yard Studios for ceramic artists, and we have over 100 members. So it's really a diverse experience. Yeah, we have people from all walks of life, from different types of experience levels, from hobbyists to professionals, everyone in between. So we would really love for you to come down, check out our facilities, view artwork, eat some great food from Urban Cafe KC. They're bringing their food truck. And then Crane Brewing Company, located in Raytown, they will be joining us at 6 p.m. that evening as well.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
Now, Sydney, I know you're not only associated with the Belger Crane Yard Art Studios, but you yourself are a working artist. So
that's
tell
right.
us, give us an update on some of the projects or some of the work that you're doing.
Sure. So I love what I do. You know, like you said, I work for Belger Craneyard Studios. I'm their gallery coordinator. And when I'm not working during the day, I'm still at that location working in my studio. I have a ceramics practice. It's primarily jewelry. So I make handcrafted porcelain jewelry. I'm wearing some right now.
I know. I keep looking at that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Rip it off your neck.
Yeah. So my mother and I started this business together, and she's such a rock star. And if you're listening, hi, Mom. We will be participating in Art Westport coming up in September.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
So this will be our third year doing it. It's a lot of fun. We get to meet some really incredible people in our community.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the next event that I'm gearing up towards. It is one of the larger events I do each year. So very much looking forward to that. But my studio is located at Belger Craneyard Studios. So if you ever want to come by, check out the artwork there or see me. I'm pretty much there all the time. So
do you have a website that you want to share with our
listeners? I do. So it's sydneyross.com, and my name is spelt like Sid Cherise. So it's CYDNEYROSS.com. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook, so it's pretty easy to find me.
Yeah, so you're primarily working with jewelry.
That's right, yeah. But I studied at the Kansas City Art Institute under Carrie Esser.
Oh, yeah,
she's fabulous.
Oh, let's see. I think she knows Mo Dickens.
Oh, I think she knows Mo, too. So, yeah. So I studied sculpture in the ceramics department with Carrie Esser, Paul Donnelly, and George Timock. Graduated in 2013. And so I also make architecturally inspired sculpture. So I was on your show, I think back in the fall, promoting exhibit, my first solo exhibit at Kiosk Gallery, which was a wonderful experience.
And they since have reopened or relocated at the Livestock Exchange.
Yeah, that's right. Livestock Exchange building.
I should have them on.
You should. They're fabulous. I love those guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I kind of toggle between being the gallery coordinator and overseeing marketing efforts at Belger. And then in my spare time, I am working in my studio.
I'm a brain surgeon.
Right? Yeah, right. So I toggle between fine art sculpture, wearable sculpture, and my accessible porcelain jewelry line, Sydney Ross.
I think that's really cool to think about wearable sculpture. I mean, maybe a person's perception of sculpture is just something that's, you know, in the museum or on a pedestal. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and so it's really interesting how my practice kind of feeds into one another. And I did this really cool photo shoot last summer. Belger was kind enough to to be the venue for this photo shoot. It was supported by Arts KC through their Inspiration Grant.
Great. Yeah.
I got to collaborate with some local emerging designers, and we did this kind of funky photo shoot collaboration. And so that's also on my website, sydneyross.com. So yeah,
terrific.
Never a dull moment, that's for sure.
Sydney, promise me you'll come back.
Absolutely. Anytime, Maria.
You bet.
Thank you.
You know, we love having you on. And of course, Belger Craneyard Art, who has this wonderful, you know, service, not only for products and the gallery space, but workshops too.
Absolutely.
For people, so.
Yeah, we've got classes for children and adults. Everything's very accessible. So just find us online at belgerarts.org for more info.
And I really like the location because it's got those great windows that you can see just about every direction of the
city. The view is just incredible. So, I mean, when you come down this weekend, Saturday, July 14th, for our open house and fundraiser, I mean, you can't miss the view. It's just there and it's stunning. So
beautiful. Thank you, Sydney.
Thank you,
Ross.
So much.
Now you can go back to the studio. No, they're like, when is she coming back?
Yeah.
We love you, Sydney.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much. Hey, and we're going to be right back with ArtSpeak Radio after this. You're listening to ArtSpeak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd, your host and producer every week, noon to one on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I love Kit Kats and Pupper Dogs and my neighbors, so make sure that they all stay well hydrated during this really tough, brutal heat. And speaking of brutal, I want to introduce you to Tomas Cobian, the Neon Warrior. He's going to talk about the new Neon Gallery. Maybe not so new, but the Neon Gallery at its new location. That's a better way of saying it. Right.
Hi, dear friend, Maria. Thank
Hello.
You for having me.
You
yes.
bet. We love the Neon Gallery. And for so many years, you were at the location off Truman Road. And now...
Yes, we're moving east to 3601 East 18th Street. It's a larger facility, and it's going to be a
larger facility.
Yes, it's a larger facility, and it's going to be a lot more easier to work and create there. I'll be able to create a lot more bigger sculpture. I have a lot of hanging pieces that are like 10 feet that spin and arc, and and we're going to be creating a lot of larger, you know, pieces that we're not be able to facilitate in the Neon Gallery all the time because we had such a following that could never really display a lot of things. I have a lot of vintage, I have a vintage sign collection that will be up. There will be out, outdoor signage that is vintage that will be going on along with vintage signage on top of the building. So it's going to create a whole new atmosphere in this, kind of, you know, obscure kind of a facility, but it's right, it's more facilitated to get to right off I-70, and it's just going to be a tremendous space.
Well, there is a really huge history of the Neon Gallery. How long has it been in operation, Thomas?
We've been in operation for since like 1987, but the Neon Gallery started in the Crossroads, and then the mayhem that's went on to the Crossroads, I moved over to Truman Road like 15 years ago to get away from all of the, you know, the overspill and things like that that wasn't really art generated and things. So I'm trying to find my way of trying to create a space that people would enjoy was kind of a challenge. And then we started, I always started showing art, and then I started showing different types of art, sculpture, and promoting re-emerging artists and then young artists. And basically not even, not charging any type of commission or anything like that, just to promote the arts. And then Martha, well, first Rick Malcik, he performed, the late Rick Malcik, which about a year ago, him and Martha and myself were here, you know, promoting the...
We loved having the three of you on together. You just had such an excitement and energy together.
Yes, it's just, it was just a... we were just a gang trio. And then with Mary Frances Wagner, who also, you know, promoted, and the poets... everything just kind of came together so well in the Neon Gallery. One thing, the atmosphere of the Neon Gallery is second to none. Yeah, everybody is just intrigued with all the ambient lighting and all of the just good vibes that came along with it.
Well, and it was really exciting to be in that space in the Neon Gallery because you don't really often have an opportunity to be that close to neon, you know.
Oh, yes.
And I love the bicycle that you had there that you would paddle and then it would just sort of glow.
And
with
light
not,
up, yes.
Yeah,
a lot of
that was a lot of
thousands
fun.
Thousands of people that have enjoyed that piece.
Yeah, so there's so many really wonderful, great memories of music and art and neon and all, and that's going to continue.
Yes, it will be continuing in a different form. We're going to offer, once we get set up and arranged and everything, we'll be continuing to do, of course, the music and then poetry, but we're going to add another element
in
comedy. Yeah, in comedy.
Oh, great.
And we have a very good comic. And it does a lot of philanthropy work and things.
Who's
John
this?
Loss.
Okay.
And John Loss has promoted, you're talking about the pets, you know, needing hydrating and things like that. Well, John has promoted the pet rescue. And one of their comedy shows was, you know, dominated to that source. They are having he's going to be doing a thing out in north of the river, and it's going to be at the at 6906 North Oak Trafficway.
Okay.
And it's the old timers Alzheimer's fundraiser and comedy show. So if you can get out there on July the 16th at 7 to 9 p.m., it's for a good cause.
Yeah.
I have people in my family that has that Dretcher disease, and you know it's just a good thing.
And
this is the kind of thing that we're going to continue with.
Oh,
I mean,
good.
We just want to be open armed and try to gather people that enjoy art. Doesn't really, you know, doesn't really have a beckoning to really be way, you know, topical of what you're trying not to do or do or do. It's just spontaneous.
Yeah, I love that.
And one of the things, you know, we've had such wonderful groups. We've had, you know, River Cow Orchestra. Everybody knows the River Cow Orchestra. They're like our house band.
I've heard some really great music.
They've been with us. The poets, we've had so great poets. Yeah. I mean, they've brought so much energy. They've brought so much to the, you know, the Neon Gallery.
Well, I also know that, you know, it gives poets and writers an opportunity to kind of share their craft. But it's also, again, such a wonderful environment with the art and the neon and the music that it just really rounds out for a great evening. Now, I do want to ask you, since you are known as the Neon Warrior, not only do you have this gallery space, but you also continue your work as a neon artist, right?
That's correct. I am a educated and commercially trained neon sign maker or creator.
How long have you been doing that?
33 years now.
Wow.
And
but you look so young.
Well, thank you so much. Because I hide in the corner, I don't know. But, you know, I started out doing commercial. You know, I went to school for neon and got educated there. And then I came back and was in an apprenticeship program with the IBEW. So I learned both facets of, you know, creativity and then also the functionality of the neon. So we do... historic restorations. We've done a lot of them here in the city. That
and, I've seen photos of them. Yeah,
and then we create porcelain enamel signs, and nobody really does that. And we've been doing that for over 25 years now, and we've got a lot of nice pieces out there. And the nice thing about it is, I also incorporate the porcelain enamel into my artwork, and also sculpture. We've, you know, I've been very blessed to have a lot of good shows. We showed at the Nelson, and that was a very, that was a very good show, and have shown all around, shown all over the country. And this facility that we're going to be working with or working in, it will give us a more of an opportunity to really create some really, really nice wild stuff and some, you know, some bigger projects. I'm working on a national project right now that might be go international. It depends.
Oh,
so
wow. We'll keep
I
our
will
fingers
definitely keep
for
you up to date on that. Yeah. But I'm very, very excited about that, for having an opportunity to work with a well-renowned artist. And so we'll see how that goes.
Beautiful. You know, we're going to take a real quick break just to catch our breath, and we're going to be right back with Art Speak Radio after this. Welcome back to Art Speak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd, and I'm talking to Tomas Cobian, the Neon Warrior. Hello, my friend Tomas.
Hello, Maria.
Yeah, we're talking about the new location of the Neon Gallery at 3601 East 18th Street in Kansas City, Missouri. And during the break, we were talking about some upcoming things that, that are going to take place. But in order to get to that stage, you're going through another stage of sort of
we're transitioning.
Cleaning out. And,
We're, you know, working to get out of our space, and it's been very, very hard because of the, you know, the weather. Everybody is has the problems, you know, with the weather. So we're a couple of weeks behind, and once we get over and get everything all organized, then we'll be ready to evolve again and start something new. It's going to be there's only going to ever be one Neon Gallery, and there's only going to be ever one kind of music, poetry, and art. And since we've lost our music director, we're going to have to go in a different direction. So we're going to try to do some outdoor things. We have an incredible outdoor space with parking. And so that area that has always been infringed on and trying to park or find something is now dissolved. And
it's a little bit more secure and accommodating.
Yeah. Right, and I'm in. You know, I'm into old classic cars. Anybody that knows me knows that I have a collection of old classic cars.
I've seen the photos. I love them. You have a lot of different interests.
Oh yes.
But you know, talking about the cars and all that. Approximately, how long have you been doing that? And what does it take to renovate an old classic?
Well, it takes being a young punk when you're messing around with old
probably
cars
a lot
and
of
stuff,
money
you
too.
Know. So, me and my friends, which are dubbed the Midtown Cowboys.
I love
we
that.
We all had, you know, we all had muscle cars. We all had old cars and stuff. So it's kind of a regeneration of a regenerating of thoughts and skill that, you know, would kind of went on the wayside, and it's just like. One turned into one, one turned into another, and now I've got quite a few vehicles. And
But when cars were cars, because everything is electronic and computerized in that. There was a time when you could actually fit someone in your trunk or you know, the steering wheel is like huge.
Yes. Get in the trunk and sneak in the drive-in. You know, one of the things that I did not mention that we're adding to the palette of the Neon Gallery is also we're going to be offering a product line of our own of t-shirts, silkscreen t-shirts, and we have a new machine that we've just acquired, and also we'll be doing hats, you know, and it will be delegated and in the range of art. On your, you know, on shirts and things like that. So it's going to be an entirely different product line. My daughter is a New York trained designer, and she is going to be coming on board to, you know, help with the designing process. She's a professional designer. So I'm very excited about having, you know, a second generation come in. And I have a bunch of grandkids.
Just, yeah, they're great.
Maybe I'll be able to have them grow up, and they all love art. So,
you know, as when we talked about the neon signs and all that, can you just give us sort of a snapshot of where your signs are that you've replaced or fixed or that? I mean, I think one is Gomer's, right?
Yes, the Gomer's sign, we restored that many years ago. The Valentine sign. I restored that completely. We have the Hamilton apartment sign that's on Armor. Have redone that. The Strom sign on Broadway, I've done that. The old Screenland sign on 17th and Washington, we restored that one.
That's cool.
You know, I could go on and on, you know.
But I also want to ask you, neon, the art of neon, is there a renaissance flourishing, or is it sort of a lost art?
There's a renaissance into what I'm doing, because I do elements and things that a lot of the other people cannot do or don't have the, you know, facilities to do, you know, what I can do. And so I'm very, very blessed to have, you know, that and be able to offer my clients and offer the world a kind of a throwback of the way neon is supposed to be produced and the way that it was produced back in the 40s and 50s. So a lot of my designs are in that kind of a category in 40 or 50
kind
years.
Kind of retro. You know? I love that. Well, I want to say that the Neon Gallery is going to be at 3601 East 18th Street in Kansas City, Missouri. And do you have a certain date that you're kind of setting a goal for to open up the space or have an open house
I would
or
imagine,
soft opening?
In the late fall, you know, we'll try to go ahead and have everything arranged and in its place. And the new gallery is going to be, since it's an open space, we'll have movable walls where they'll be able to flip around, and you'll have artwork on the outside and have neon work on the inside, and all of the outside sculpture and thing should be alive and well, and the building should be all lit up by then. So it's going to be a very exciting time for me as an artist and, you know, as a creator, and then also to involve comedy and to involve poetry and music and just the, you know, the arts.
It's going to be a one-stop art center.
And, well, I don't know about the center, but it will be a one-stop spontaneous, have fun, and just enjoy each other.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of good friends. KKFI has been very, very good to the Neon Gallery.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for that.
You're very
Thanks
welcome.
For having us on
there. Hey, we're community radio. That's what we're about.
That's what you are about.
You bet.
Art Speak Radio.
Tomas Kolbian, thank you so much,
Thanks
and congratulations.
So much, my friend. It's always nice to see you.
I will see you soon, right?
Yes, you will.
Terrific. And I also want to say thank you to Sydney Ross, Melissa Brown, and next week, July 18th, is it the 18th? I think it is. Marcia Epstein will have an interview with her and Bonnie Suede. I want to invite you to stay tuned next for Jazzy Jeff Harshbarger. We love our Jazzy Jeff Harshbarger. Jazz Afternoon coming up next at 1 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, we have Groovy Grant, Old G's Hangout. And then, you know, just go look at our website, kkfi.org, for future, later programs on Wednesday. And, you know, I want to thank you all so much for listening, tuning in today, or listening online at kkfi.org. We love you. Stay well. Stay hydrated. Honey, I'm coming home.